Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So, the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
And welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the headlines. Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for January 12th. Snow conditions were fresh powder. Daily temp of 33. The base depth was 165 to 230 inches. Winds were light. Total seasonal snowfall was 330 to 444 inches. 5 parks were open, 13 lifts, and 70 trails. And looks like with the storm coming in this weekend, they're expecting another 4 feet of snow. This has been an intense blizzard cycle. Be prepared for travel in adverse conditions. Always carry chains and know how to use them. And use public transportation when possible. Be aware of the dangers that come with deep snow and snow immersion suffocation. Ski and ride with a buddy, and always have your buddy in sight. For the latest road conditions and chain controls, download the Caltrans Quick Map app. Yosemite National Park is working on their visitor access management plan. They'll be reviewing the latest strategies, including a reservation system again. You can go to the link at EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to look at the management plan overview, and you can also make your public comments from the same link. There's a virtual public meeting January 17th from 4 to 5:30. Go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app for that link. Don't miss out on your opportunity to have some input into how the national park is open to the public. And Sierra Coastal Community College, in partnership with a grant from Amazon Web Services and the Foundation for Community Colleges, is excited to announce a new scholarship opportunity available for students enrolled in information technology or cybersecurity programs. The scholarship aims to financially assist students in pursuing advanced skills in cloud computing. In fall of 2022, Sierra Coastal was awarded $3,500 to distribute to eligible scholarship applicants. 6 students were selected to receive the award, with amounts ranging from $500 to $750. For spring of 2023, Sierra Coastal was selected to receive an increase in funding due to the information technology and cybersecurity program's current success. To be eligible, students must be enrolled in at least one of the information technology courses this spring. In addition to the AWS scholarship, Sierra Coastal is able to offer a test-out award for the spring semester. Interested applicants can apply for either of these awards through the scholarship page on Sierra Coastal's website. The initial review date for the Test Out scholarship is January 13th, and the deadline to apply for the AWS scholarship is January 31st. For more information on either of these scholarships, you can contact the Career Technical Education Department by emailing cte@saracoso.edu.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
And Monday the 16th, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is going to be a fee-free entrance day to Death Valley National Park. Fee-free designation applies to entrance fees only and does not affect fees for camping. Congratulations to Northern Inyo Hospital for once again earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval. Northern Inyo Hospitals earn the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Critical Access Hospital Accreditation by demonstrating continuous compliance with its performance standards. Founded in 1951, the Joint Commission continuously seeks to improve healthcare for the public in collaboration with other stakeholders by evaluating healthcare organizations and inspiring them to excel in providing safe and effective care of the highest quality and values. Northern Inyo Hospital has consistently earned the Critical Access Hospital Gold Seal since 1964. Northern Inyo Hospital is the only hospital to hold this honor in Inyo and Mono counties. Only 18 of California's 85 Critical Access Hospitals earned Gold Seal accreditations. And theater is back in Mammoth, with The Lifespan of a Fact coming up January 12th through the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m. at the Edison Theater, and Plaza Suite by Neil Simon, which will be February 9th through the 19th, Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m. at the Edison Theater. To get your tickets, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link. Let's take a look at the weather coming up. For Mammoth, today's going to be afternoon snow showers with a high of 32 and a low of 24. This weekend's going to be snow showers with a high of 27 and 24 and a low of 13 and 17. As for Bishop, we're looking at mostly sunny today with a high of 48 and a low of 29. Saturday is going to be some rain with a high of 45 and a low of 25. Sunday is partly cloudy with a high of 43 and a low of 31. But get ready for those incoming storms. Grab your sandbags while you can. And that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I'll talk to you later.